You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Happy Merry Hana Kwanzaa Christmas. That's like gonna hurt persifilades. Like, that's nasty, bro. And I'm telling you straight up, look, I moved to LA, right? I don't know if I told you guys this or not yet, but you know, I can never remember what I tell you and what I don't tell you, because I don't care. I don't know. But I moved to LA County recently, and I love it out here, right? You know, and it's just, I don't have no family out here, so I'm just doing whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't a holiday to me. It's just another day. Another day for me to be thankful that I'm even alive. I love life. For real, this is cool. This is really cool. I'm very thankful to be alive, and I'm glad that I have the life that I have, because it's self-made and it's self-evident. And it's just, it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't, and it's tits what it tits, and it ain't what it ain't, and I don't care, bro. You don't like my life? I don't know what to tell you. So, like, I was playing this video game, right, and this dude is all like, oh, it's you? You're such a C word. I'll just let you figure out what that is. It ain't the cock-a-doodle-doo, it's the female one. And I was like, oh, yeah? All right, then. I unleashed on him. Like, this dude cried himself to sleep last night. Nah, like, I'm over-exaggerating a little bit. Like, maybe he didn't necessarily cry himself to sleep. Okay, so yes, he did. Yes, he did. I mean, like, dude, it was so bad. Like, why would you come at a nigga that you know is much greater than you? I mean, do you really need a reality check? I don't get it, bruh. I don't get it. These people just... they think I'm some kind of easy target or something. I don't know, bruh. But then they come at me, and then they want to turn around and cry about the results they getting. Mm-mm, nigga, mm-mm. Like, don't even. I'm just saying. I'm trying to spread the holiday cheer and the this and the that and the, and I'm trying to be nice, and other motherfuckers are trying to take advantage of this shit. I'm not having that, bruh. Uh-uh. I'm really not trying to cuss on here, you know, but I don't care anymore, man. Like, I did my podcast where I wasn't cussing, you know, but this is just how I talk. I'm not going to let one fly all the time. I'm not going to get crazy with it like I was on the last podcast where I was like, fuck this, that, and your mother. But I'm going to let one fly because that's just how I talk, man. Y'all can't appreciate it, then you can walk. And that's how I feel about that. So I was on Alaska food stamps. Yeah, I'm admitting that I was on food stamps. I was trying to get housing and all that crap. You should have seen me. You know, but now I'm not on food stamps out for Alaska anymore, so this will be different. But now, I'm doing whatever I can to get on food stamps in California. Because that's just the way I gotta roll right now. I ain't rolling in the dough. So it is what it is. In California, they're not, how do I say? They're not paying me enough at the current moment. You know what I mean? Like, they expect $12 to be sufficient for minimum wage. Well, that's only if you got somebody you can depend on and you don't have a bunch of bills to pay, because they're definitely not giving you the hours to make up for it. You know, I'm on disability, but I'm trying not to be on disability. I'm trying to earn my own wages. I'm trying to do my own thing. I'm trying to get off of disability. I don't want, like, disability can't pay me enough, and it's obvious. Like, you might as well be working until the day that you die. You're gonna be on a hustle for money every day of your life, and you might as well just get used to that. And if you're not, you're just not going to get the results that you're trying to get. You're not going to be happy because you ain't got enough money coming in to pay for bills and to have emergency expenses and this, that, and the other. People who are on disability and have a fixed income, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. Yeah, you get your rent paid for. Yeah, you get food stamps. But man, when something happens There's absolutely nothing that you can possibly do, and I feel so sorry for you. You know, I was talking to somebody I knew, and they were like, you know, I never minded working. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, it's not about that. It's the fact that you can't even pay your own rent where you're living. You're not able to pay your rent. You're freeloading. You're mooching. Right? And that's something that I had to learn at a young age, you know, and it was a long, bumpy road until I finally learned, you know what? You can't live like that. I mean, you just can't. Eventually, you're going to have to get some help somewhere along the line. If you got some kind of disability, man, you need to do what you need to do. You know what I mean? Because working at a job where you're making minimal hours and some of the most lowest wages, then yeah, I mean, you know, you're not going to have enough. And there really is no excuse for you if you keep sitting around and not doing anything. It's the truth. You can't just get one opportunity thrown at you, one bone thrown at you, and think that it's gonna start and stop on that. No, man, you gotta keep going until you get something. Like me, for example, I got so many freaking opportunities being thrown at me that it's ridiculous. But that's because I went out and I did the things that I needed to do to get it. I'm hitting up every angle that I possibly can to get paid to do what I have to do in life. And I'm watching this other person and they're not. Now, I was there once. I was just there. And I've been climbing out of it. I was there for a long time. You know, I had a lot of people messing with me in my life. You know, and I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just trying to explain why. I had and still do have a lot of people coming into my life that are either purposely trying to mess with me or what I've got going on, or they don't want me to survive. Now, I could use that as a crutch all I want, but eventually that crutch is either gonna break or it's gonna slip out from underneath me, or somebody's gonna steal it, because this is America. I mean, think about it. Let's say you got a car, you're making payments on this car, right? Then the car gets stolen. What are you gonna do? Do you have gap insurance? Oh, you don't? Oh, well then you're still screwed and you still gotta make payments on this car no matter what. And then it's gonna count as a repo if you let it go, and then bam, it hits your credit. Even though that's illegal for them to do, it's illegal for them to report on your credit negatively. But for some reason, they're able to sidestep that rule and get away with it. Because you haven't stepped up and defended yourself financially, credit, in your line of credit. You guys understand what you guys follow me here? Because some of you say yes and you agree, but then you don't do anything about it. I'm one of you. I'm the type of person that, yeah, I know all this and I'm educated in all this stuff that's going on. But at the same time, I don't make time in my day to take care of all that crap. It's not that I don't have time. It's that I'm not setting aside all the distractions and building a wall between me and distractions, right? I'm procrastinating. Just like you. You're procrastinating. If you've got bad credit, you're definitely procrastinating. You're procrastinating on fixing it. You know what it takes to fix your credit. You just don't want to do it. You don't want to make the money to give them to be able to take the money to take that off of your credit. You're not paying your bills. I'm not either. And there's a lot of us out here in this country that are like that. And so it amazes me that people are like, America is the greatest country ever. Yes, okay, I get it. You've got opportunity. But whenever you aren't able to capitalize on that opportunity as easily as you should be, because really, it really is easy, right? But you've got to pay an arm and a leg for a lawyer to do this or whatever, right? That makes it to where it's more of like a communist country. Like, for example, it's like a job that says, hey, you're great, I can tell you've got the experience, you've got the personality, but your experience is not current, and we need 2 years current experience for you to do this position. Well, how am I supposed to get the experience if you're not willing to train me? It's not like you're gonna have to keep me on training wheels for weeks at a time. You just show me what it is, and then the next day I'm coming in. About a week later, I've got it all down. You don't have to have me on training wheels anymore. You understand? I can now ride the bike. And it's not like they were saying, you got the experience, but it's just not current. So that's communism right there in your face. You need this to have that, but we're not gonna give it to you. That is communism. It is a shade of communism. And you can say, you can agree all you want, but it's communism. It's the definition of communism. And I know that a lot of you agree with me because I explain this and people are like, oh yeah, that's definitely, yep. I don't even have to finish the word communism. And they're like, yep. They already know, they hate it. They can't stand it. I mean, think about it. Think about the country that we're living in. We're living in a capitalist country that capitalizes on communism. What? How is this the greatest country in the world? It's not even a country, it's a nation. I don't get it, bro. Mexico, United States, and Canada. That's the country. Right? That's the country of North America. Think about it. Think about it, dude. America is the country, not... Okay, and also, why are we calling this America? Right? Why are we calling this nation America? Everybody's like Americans, America. What about Mexico? Well, they're just Mexicans? They're not Americans from America? This is stupid. Like, do you guys even understand, like, the irrationality of the mind state that we have as a country, as a nation? I'm saying country because that's what we're taught. We're taught that this is a country. No, this is a great nation. A nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So if that is our motto, our MO, then how come we're not living by it? Why are we capitalizing on communism? Why? That I understand that we're capitalists, but to capitalize on communism, that's treason. That's flat out bona fide treason. Think about how many people would be in deep doo-doo if we were to enforce that. There'd be a lot of people doing... I'm not even gonna go there. You get the idea, you understand. The point of the matter being is that we really have got to have a radical change, and not this Muslim change that Obama is talking, but a real radical change for freedom, my friends. Real freedom.